This is Dan from Karate Cafe, and you are listening to the Practical Defense Podcast with Alex Haddix.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Haddix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. Summer's in full swing across the U.S. and many other parts of the world. So I figured it was time again for my annual heat reminder that screens are not barriers. In the hot summer months, people often like to leave their windows open at night to let the cool breezes into their homes so they can turn off their air conditioning for a bit. But when I ask people if they're worried about criminals crawling into their bedrooms or even their children's bedrooms, the surprising response I get is, "It's okay, we have screens." I mean, seriously? Screen doors and screens on your windows are meant to keep bugs from coming into your home, not criminals. If bug screens kept criminals out, banks would use them instead of steel vaults. Screens are not even a minor inconvenience to criminals wanting to enter your home. Home invasions and rapes always increase during the summer months because of people leaving their windows open at night for the fresh air. There was a serial rapist in West Los Angeles a few years back that used that exact method of entry, and only that method of entry. He just prowled the neighborhoods until he found an open window, crawled in, and raped the woman that he found there. I also share this story every year. My aunt and uncle had this exact type of home invasion and robbery because they left their bedroom door open with only the screen shut. They had a sliding glass door leading to a patio off their bedroom. Some guy hopped their 6-foot concrete wall, walked into their bedroom while they were asleep, and stole my uncle's wallet and everything else of value off of the dresser. This criminal was within 3 feet of them sleeping, and my aunt and uncle never woke up. They only discovered the theft late in the morning. So shut and lock your windows at night. If it's warm, run your air conditioning. I also recommend keeping your second story window shut at night as well. It really doesn't take much to get into the second story window. With just a chair or even a partner, you can already grab the windowsill. And that will do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. I also invite you to check out my book on practical home security. It's available in DeadTree, Kindle, Nook, and iTunes editions worldwide. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@palladium-education.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the Practical Defense tip or comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
Gun Rights Radio Network has the best pro-Second Amendment, pro-gun rights podcast available on the net. The podcasts are absolutely free when subscribing using iTunes or Zune Marketplace. Or if you want, you can just listen from the website. Make sure you visit gunrightsradio.com to subscribe. Podcasting freedom, one episode at a time.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, tips, comments, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@palladium-education.com. That's podcast@palladium-education.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you.
The Practical Defense Podcast and theme music are copyright Palladium Education Incorporated.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.